framework adopted in the previous percentage review was a rough proportion of expenditure, 40% on personnel, 30% on operations, and it's not 20% on capital acquisitions. The fact is that the defense budget is heavily skewed to personnel, where we are now spending over 54% of the budget on personnel. That comes as a result of a massive reallocation of expenditure to personnel following a field force march, believe it or not, on the executive building of the council of mine, focusing on the business. So the challenge really is the balance of expenditure that is in the funding frame. But equally, the Defence Force has to take responsibility for, in the first instance, what I call task force, spending too much money on personnel, which the Defence Force itself concedes many of them are services to the major operations. This is an enormous amount of regulatory expenditure on actions that are very important. In fact, significant amounts of new money have been made available to the that has been allocated to military weapons, not and thirdly, what the Defence Force are reluctant to disclose, and which is a big bonus contention in Parliament, is that it maintains fairly large surpluses in the special defence. So it's not really clear what the exact status or status of the Defence Force really want. The Defence Force would claim that they understand by about 1%, which is every financial year. But what they don't disclose is that there are huge surpluses at the end of last financial year of 3.5 billion hidden in the special defense. And the underpinning is much closer to about 10% of the budget. These are the debates that we concern ourselves with.
Points where one would like to stop the understanding you're still going through your strategic reviews to figure out Thousands of members of the American police Thank you.
for the logic of your strategic defense review? Because strategically, one can either say, these are my national interests, these are the threats we face, and therefore these are the size and shape of armed forces or defense forces that we require as a country to protect those national interests and to defeat those threats. And then you find the budget to pay for those. Or you can say, no, I can only afford an insurance policy of this size, and therefore I will design my defense forces to cost the amount I can afford. Do you know which logic you are going to be in for this strategic defense review?
Last question on the side,
yeah.
You mentioned about the need for modernization, but if one looks at the South African defense industry budget, it is in a relatively better shape than most of the African nations. So in this plan which you are doing, do you have any further plans of capitalizing or leveraging on your in-house defense industry to meet your requirements against a certain low-end equipment, and also leverage your industry to maybe export to other African nations?
Thank you.
milestone in one of the potential views, which would envisage a possible downside of 13,500 workforce members, which is not in the future. So, it's precisely for that reason that you propose in the committee stage, and there's one question, that the potential view in fact be withdrawn from parliament by the minister, that it be properly costless, and that reduce the documents which pass the affordability test and then re-table the consult. That view is a minority view, not a majority view, so we'll go ahead and take on the all indications are that the central view has to the extent that they costings. Those costings are probably incorrect, particularly their acquisitions concerned. We've done good old UK front loading. In other words, the cost of acquisition is included. The lifestyle, the life cycle, the cost is not. The costings are incorrect. Everything tells us how critical situation that the potential view is not good. So, what happens to the minister say? I mean, the minister is essentially in a situation in which you have to implement those aspects, those sections of the defence review, and there are many of them, which are excellent proposals, but leadership plan and what have you. So you have to, she will find herself in a situation more or less where she will have to implement those aspects of the defence review, which will not cost significant amounts of money. The real question is the only one way for the minister to refinance significantly increase expenditure on operations and capital acquisition, and that is downside by 13,500 over the next 5 years, and to take the expenditure on personnel down to about 40%. Now that, in this environment, which is a high unemployment environment, 186,000 people lost their jobs in South Africa in the last 6 months. That is a properly positioned state, and I don't believe governments are going to do that.
Thank you. Thank you.